You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Classic journal question as well. Can I have a jaw?
The Wire.
In Aotearoa, drug checking is a free, legal and confidential service that aims to help people find out what is actually in their drugs so they can make informed decisions about if, when and how they take them. Last week, the New Zealand Drug Foundation released its 2022 drug checking data report. Jack Cormick-Nato speaks to Principal Science Advisor Emily Hughes about the impact of their drug checking clinics. Here is that interview.
2022 was the New Zealand Drug Foundation's first full year as a licensed drug checking provider. How many drug checking services were you able to provide in 2022?
Yeah, that's great. So yeah, it was our first year as a drug checking provider, and prior to that, we've been working and supporting Know Your Stuff, who's been doing drug checking for a very long time. So in 2022, we delivered 73 clinics across the country.
What is drug checking and how is it legal?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it is still very bizarre to people that you can bring your drugs into a drug checking clinic and get information and advice and that it's totally legal. But a bill was passed at the end of 2021 that temporarily allowed drug checking to be fully legal. So that means it's within our Misuse of Drugs Act, and licensed providers are able to provide drug checking services completely legally to the community. And then that bill was passed shortly after and made permanently legal. So essentially that means that your presence at a drug checking clinic can't be used in any court of law, and that you're able to be there and have your drugs checked fully legally, and you know, the police aren't kind of hanging outside waiting for you to come out, which is fantastic. And I'm not sure if people know this, but there's actually four licensed drug checking providers. So us at the New Zealand Drug Foundation, of course, our friends at Know Your Stuff, who've been doing this for a very long time, the New Zealand Needle Exchange Program, and our lab, which is the ESR, and they provide confirmatory testing for us, which is awesome.
And so your drug checking data for 2022 came out today. Could you just summarize the key findings from this report?
Yeah, sure. Yep. So we published that today, and essentially the report talks about sort of whether people have what they thought they had. And so we found about one third of substances was either a completely different drug, or it was, you know, that drug mixed with something else, usually another psychoactive substance, or in some cases where there was only a tiny amount of that drug and there was a huge amount of something else, like a filler. We also talk a little bit about the kind of various different drugs and what you might find, say, if you have MDMA. We talk a little bit about things like synthetic cathinones that we find in MDMA, or things like N-bombs or NBOHs that you find in LSD. And then, of course, we talk about the most important part, which is the harm reduction. So you'll find in our report some really cool findings about, you know, if the drug wasn't what people thought it was, whether they'll take it. And we also talk a little bit about the harm reduction measures that people are going to take. So things people told us that they do to keep themselves safer.
And you also mentioned in the report that with the MDMA you tested, 12% of it was not MDMA, and of that 12%, 37% was synthetic cathinones. How much of a concern is there around the prominence of these synthetic drugs at the moment?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And synthetic cathinones, unfortunately, have been pretty present in our drug supply since sort of the summer of 2020, 2021, when we saw a huge amount of Eudilone in the drugs. And I think about a third of what Know Your Stuff tested that summer was a synthetic cathinone. You know, synthetic cathinones are definitely a concern for us, and especially when people don't know that they have them. Some of them are dosed quite differently from MDMA, so much smaller active doses. Some of them are dosed sort of more similar to MDMA, but they often have some unpleasant or unexpected effects if people take them and they don't know they're taking them. So after sort of 45 minutes to an hour, people can start to feel anxious, they can start to feel agitated or nauseous, and the come down from them is often quite rough, and people can find themselves not sleeping for several days sometimes in some cases. So certainly they're a drug that we're concerned about in the MDMA supply, and in particular when people don't know they're taking it and might find that they take a lot more than is, you know, what would be kind of an active dose, and end up having a really bad time. And unfortunately in some cases that can result in an overdose or somebody needing to be taken to hospital.
And what developments would you like to see around drug checking in New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, that's great. We've made a huge leaps and bounds, obviously, since the service has been legal and since the Ministry of Health has been able to fund those four providers to provide checking. So I think we're really, really happy to see that, you know, we've been able to expand our services across the country, but also we've been able to have the introduction of our lab at ESR, which has just given us access to so many other resources. Like confirmatory testing, but we'd really obviously just love to see the continued expansion of services across the country and ultimately, you know, more access for more people to drug checking services.
And do you think the expansion of these drug checking services are quite important given the rise of drugs like fentanyl in America?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we of course want to make sure that as many people as possible can access drug checking services. It's a great way, obviously, to keep both those individuals and their friends who might be using that drug safe. But it's also a really great way for us to understand what might be happening in the market and to get that information out on public platforms, like through our early warning system, High Alert, so that we can inform as many people as possible before things happen, like overdoses. Importance of people just following along on you know, our social media on the level, following our early warning system, High Alert, and also our other drug checking providers at Know Your Stuff and Needle Exchange Program. Because if you can't get to a drug checking service or if there's not one available in your area, you know, those resources are a really great way to keep up with dangerous drugs that might be popping up around and give you extra information about how to stay safe even if you can't get your drugs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.